Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. In all sincerity, really, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you send me emails. Let me know what you, I guess what you like, what you don't like. I mean, really, in all sincerity. These wokers. One of my favorite senators, I got to tell you. I can't understand them half the time. But one of my favorite senators is Senator John Kennedy, right? Out of Louisiana. You guys know who he is. And I always appreciate that time. I mean, I always appreciate the way he speaks. And he gave his take on the woke corporations in federal banking on, you know, a show that he was on Friday. He said, well, it's not exactly a news flash that President Biden has appointed thousands of Uber workers to his administration. Workers are easy to recognize. They hate George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Dr. Seuss, and Mr. Potato Head. And they respect no one's opinion but their own. Oh, right on. Workers think that America has was wicked when it was founded, and it's more wicked today. They think that most Americans, ordinary Americans, are ignorant or racist or misogynistic. And workers think that they're the only smart, virtuous people in our country, on our planet. Now, this has all been encouraged by President Biden. President Biden, you know, he's got the woke corral there at the White House. It really is. It's the woke ranch. When you look at the people working for him, you look at the people around him, you've got to stop and go, hey, what is going on here? Oh, he has an agenda, I shouldn't say that. The people around him have an agenda. Okay? Yeah, the people around him have an agenda, and they're pushing it, and he has no clue what's going on. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, and why it's so important. Why it is so important for you and me and others to make sure that the right people make it into Congress, to make it into the Senate, make it into the presidency. You know? Now, you heard what Dick Morris said. I think if Trump gets in, he said the first thing he's going to do is he's going to, you know, force Congress to pass a few laws that would allow him to fire people in a heartbeat as opposed to having so much protection. I mean, how much protection do you need to keep your job in today's world. Really. So the people of Florida decided they didn't want government officials talking to their five-year-old children about their sexuality, and President Biden called them bigots. Now, wokers are entitled to their opinion, but they're not entitled to use the power of the federal government to force banks and businesses to agree with them. You know, and he's so right. He's right on it there. Don't you think? And again, I love this guy because he's really black and white about stuff. And I love black and white people because it's easier to deal with them. Anyway. And this is why you have to look around you. You have to things that look at. I won't mention the name of the person because I don't think it's the right thing to do. But there's a person running for office around me, and a lot of the conservative Republicans think that she's articulate, she's smart, she has her own business, and she uses all those terms. No, I believe in family. I believe. That your kids are yours. I believe, you know, those kind of things. Not really hitting the numbers right on the head, but that person is, I will say that she's not lying because she does believe in family. The same way the Democrats believe in open borders, or I should say, in a immigration system. Totally different. Different points of view. And the problem is that the people sitting out there listening won't ask those questions. All right, define family. What do you mean by that? Define I have a right to my kids. What does that mean? What do I get to do? What do I get to say? How do I get to control their lives when they're younger? Another fellow who's a devout socialist was using all the proper buzzwords. He knew who he was in front of. He knew what was in front of him and what he needed to say to get their approval. And I had some people that were standing next to me. I did it on purpose. I stood next to them and listened. I listened to what they were saying. And I looked at them and I said, he's a devout socialist. I'd even say he's borderline communist. And they were horrified. Horrified. And I said, you got to go up to him after. He won't stay because the church will make him crazy. It was an event of the church. And he'll run out of there. I said, but grab him and ask him a question and watch where he's coming from. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about on the other side of the break.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Host, always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Now, I usually don't go out of my way to get information from the Jenner on issues, but I thought this one was pretty interesting. Jenner reacted to the U.S. Air Force Academy Gender Minorities Program and said that this woke agenda has got to stop. I mean, and Jenner's not the only one, right? You've seen some of the gay groups, lesbian, even transgender groups that have been banned from Twitter, banned from some of these other social platforms, because they're not toeing the line. Won't you be saved, we tell you, or else you will go. We will take you away. I mean, seriously, think about it. The United States Air Force announced to the cadets last week that the applications for the Brooke Owens Fellowship were open. But in the latest woke agenda push, the program is reserved. Now think about this. It's reserved for gender minorities only. So how do you do that? In a government, how do you do that? Isn't that discrimination in and of itself in a certain way? Come on, really. So from a news source, Jenna criticized U.S. AFA's program. It's another example of the left's identity politics. This is about the left's division. It's about identity politics. According to the application website, the program designed for the list of gender minorities who are interested in aerospace. The website states, now look, how could it possibly, why could it possibly matter what sexual orientation, what gender, anything you were? If the, this is what I always say, if the applications, I guess, were by number only, every application had the name of John Smith or Jane Smith and numbers only. Didn't ask you your gender, didn't ask you your color, ethnicity, anything. Totally based on your ability. Why would that be bad? Do you want your pilot, your airline pilot, to have gotten a leg up because they were a different color? They got a leg up because they were transgender, or what they refer to it, BIPOC. I mean, why not just have an application that simply talks about who you are, what you do, and what your qualifications are? Don't you think that would be the best way to do it? I don't want to wonder, and I'm not the only one, so don't go, ooh, see, shows he's a bigot, a racist, homophobe, whatever. I don't want to wonder whether my pilot is flying that aircraft because he was the right color, size, cisgen, non-gen, whatever gen. I want to know that that pilot is doing the work he or she needs to do. Can you imagine if Sully, who landed a plane on the Hudson, right, what if he didn't get the job because he wasn't the right color and they needed to hire more, I don't know, blacks, Hispanics, transgenders, gay? I mean, what if those were the criteria at the very top? And I'm not saying that somebody of any of those ilks couldn't have done the same thing he did, but he did what he did because of that white hair at the top of his head, the hours that he had, and the amount of experience he had. I don't care if he was a black, flaming, transvestite, whatever, whatever, whatever. Tag him with something. I don't care. If he's got those hours, I want him in. I want him flying for me. I told you, I had a buddy of mine, we used to travel a lot together, you know, for business. He always knocked on the door and asked the pilot, hey, how you get along with your wife? He said, look, if he's happy at home, we're good. But if you think about that. Jenna went on to say it's sad to see this happen. It's been a pattern. Just about everything that Joe Biden does, and honestly, it has to stop. It has nothing to do with ability. The Academy is coming under fire for woke agenda items, including, you know, stressing diversity, inclusion training, requesting cadets to avoid gender-specific language. Jenna criticized the diversity and inclusion efforts. It's divisive. You know, grouping the military, breaking them out, dividing them up, and putting them in groups like that, it'll only weaken America. It'll only weaken the fighting force. You know, when you get together, when these people work together as a single fighting force without being concerned that they're going to use the wrong pronoun or misgender somebody, they'll fight. Right? The fight will be totally different. Because you'll have nothing to worry about. Nothing to give a second thought to. Seriously. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And it is. It just, this stuff just never stops. Now, I think I did this story earlier where Representative Tlaib, she got slammed by the Wall Street Journal for trying to incite a bank run against J.P. Morgan. You know, she she went after the bank people, which I think is hilarious. I mean, how stupid can you be? And she told them that they needed to stop taking money from oil. Let me see. Can I do this? Do we have time? Yeah, I can pull this off. You got to hear this report. This is better than good. And you'd have to sit here and go, oh, my God, is she really that dull? Take a listen. Okay, come on. Anytime you're ready. Yeah, again, telling... I'm terrible at this.
You have all committed, as you all know, to transition the emissions from lending and investment activities to line with pathways to net zero in 2050. Do you know what the International Energy Agency has said is required to meet our global 2050 net zero targets of limiting global temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius? So no new fossil fuel production.
Does anybody know what Celsius is? It's a new word for me. I can't keep up.
Production starting today, that's like zero. So I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, don't you... You know why she wanted a yes or no answer? Because she didn't want to give them the opportunity to explain why it's no. Because she knew she'd look like a jackwagon. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hyundai Palisade, contra Toyota Hyundai.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The
UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Apple has issued an update to their latest operating system to fix several bugs. The problems mainly related to their new iPhone 14. The Dow lost 486 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm back. I don't know about you. My job, I gotta be here. So, I'm your host. I always pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. You know, be part of, you know, just be part of the solution. Pelosi today, I love this. I love it, hate it, love it. Pelosi today has decided to extend the proxy voting. So they're not even showing up because they're afraid of this COVID thing. And being with big crowds and all that fun stuff. So she's extended the proxy voting until November 10th. Now, House members will be allowed to vote remotely until after the midterm elections due to the ongoing public health emergency. Where? I don't know where that's happening. That's according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Now, here's a woman that was so worried about it, so worried about others, that in the height of all this going on, her and her nephew, Newsom, they were running around without masks on at restaurants and hairstyling places and all that. Look it up. That's how worried she was about it, okay? So House Speaker Pelosi on Friday extended this. Her announcement came less than a week after President Joe Biden, during an interview with CBS, said the pandemic was over. Apparently, the carrier pigeon hasn't gotten to her office yet. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, Biden said. Well, if we still have a problem, then how can it be over? Surgeon General Murthy later clarified Biden's comment, saying that the president was reflecting on the fact that we've made tremendous progress. No, he said it was over. He said the pandemic was over. Not that we made tremendous progress. Okay? The big guy said, come on, man, pandemic. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, and Pelosi still finds a reason to extend. You know, I kept saying this, and I've been saying this for a long time. We have nobody Really, I'm sorry, very few, okay? I'll put it that way. With a spine in Congress anymore. It is so important to do your job there, to make sure you show up. Right? I mean, seriously. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you, you need to be there. As a legislator, you need to be there to do the right thing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Let's talk about another guy who showed up to cast his vote in the worst of times. You guys remember one of our founding fathers, if you would, one of the signers of the the Constitution, Caesar Rodney. All right? I love this story. More than you know. You've actually seen them on the quarters that they were doing at one point in time that had different, for the different states, and they had different people on the back of them. He was with the Delaware militia. And they were, the Delaware militia was headed by Brigadier General Caesar Rodney. And not the Constitution, but Rodney was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He'd go on to be the president in Delaware from December 77 to November of 81. And like Paul Revere, Rodney did his own midnight ride, if you would. Only his ride, he ended up at the doorsteps of Independence Hall, where he cast a decisive Delaware vote for independence on June 30th. Now, the motion for independence had been put forward, with 9 colonies voting for independence, 2 voting against, New York abstaining, while Delaware delegates had their vote split. And the Delaware delegate, Thomas McKean, was in favor of independence, while his counterpart, George Reed, was not. Rodney was a delegate for Delaware, but he was serving his soon-to-be country in the war for independence. While there was enough support to carry the motion, the Continental Congress didn't want to go forward and declare independence without unanimous support. Rodney had been away from Congress because his role as Brigadier General in the Delaware militia forced him back to Delaware to squelch a loyalist riot. McKean got the word to Rodney that his vote for independence was desperately needed. Now, this isn't a simple story, people. Take a listen. He rode all night as the 1st of July, 1776, turned into a second. Rodney rode through a thunderstorm. He covered, he covered 80 miles in a thunderstorm on horseback. Right? He's riding in the middle of the night, not like the streets were lit, people. Okay? To get to Independence Hall because he knew how important to the country this was. Right? He got there just in time to cast the vote. Now, if you read the journals, because they took journals in those days, when Rodney showed up, he walked in with his boots and spurs, a mortal sin still on. He cast a deciding vote. But the bigger part of this, that nobody understood, is that he had a cancerous tumor on his face. No, really. He had one that they say it looked like it was the size of a large apple. But he knew he had to be there. Okay? Depending on what you read, it took him 18 hours to ride there on horseback in the middle of the night, in a storm, branches hitting him in the face. You know this was happening. Maybe not big branches because he was on a horse trail, but you know that late at night, in a forest, riding through those. I mean, the man is on a mission. Come on, stay with me here. I know some of you go, he's talking about history. Who does that today? Who do we have that would do that? Okay? So, I mean, think about it. He broke the deadlock, knew how important this was, rode all night long, 80 miles, to make sure that we would have the votes we needed for independence. Rodney was exhausted. He was ill. He knew that breaking the tie was just crucial, and he had to put everything aside to make that happen. Now, everybody knows that Paul Revere's ride, his has been kind of glamorized. He wasn't the only one that rode that night. You should look it up someday. Matter of fact, you know, this is another piece of history that's kind of left out, and even the black community doesn't bring it up. One of the most famous riders that night was a black patriot. God, there's so much of this history that we either don't remember or don't know anymore. Rodney was in slavery. He held about 200 people on his plantation at the time of his death. Now, with everything that's gone on, they've gone back and updated some of the stuff to say things like that. Yes, Rodney owned slaves. Like many other people today did, he owned slaves. I love these people want to go back into the past. I'm not saying it was right. It was wrong. It's always wrong to have slaves. But I'd like to go back on some of these woke people. Let's go back to their childhood. Let's go back to their early days. Let's go back to some of the older woke people. Let's go back to their early days. Let's see what we can hold against them. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff. Right? It's just crazy. Think of this. This guy, Rodney, served as an assemblyman, a delegate, and a state president. He was also one of the major people in the American Revolution. He was responsible to get supplies to the troops up and down the coast with cancer on his face. And we want to stay home because COVID might get us. Our people want to stay home because they might get sick. They got the sniffles. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, learn your history. There's some great stuff going on out there. Right? I mean that. Great stuff going out there that we, you, usins need to know about. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, like I said, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Instead of being part of the problem, be part of the solution just by getting informed. It really is that simple. Truly, 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 truly happy you joined me. So, I've talked about this a million times. And somebody just sent this to me. I think it's great. The Founding Fathers feared political factions would tear the nation up. Oh, gee, no, really? The framers, they viewed political parties as a necessary evil. And I don't know if I agree with them about the necessary evil, but I'm not as smart as most of those guys were. It's impossible to imagine, right, the U.S. government without two leading political... I mean, it really is impossible without thinking about Democrats, Republicans, and so on. But in 1787, when delegates of the Constitutional Convention gathered in Philadelphia, when they were trying to, hash out the foundations for the new government, they entirely omitted the political parties from the new nation's founding documents. Have anybody else noticed that? You don't hear anything about that. And this was no accident. The framers of the new Constitution, they desperately wanted to stay away from divisions that ripped England apart. You know, you look at the civil wars of the 17th century in England. They were bad. Many of them saw parties or factions, as they called them. The locals, our founding fathers called them corrupt relics of the monarchical British system. They wanted to discard them in favor of true democratic government. Yeah, maybe they should rewrite this a little bit. It was not that they didn't think of parties, according to Willard Stern, Randall. He's a professor emeritus of history at the Chaplin University. He did a biography on six of our founding fathers. He said just the idea of a party brought back bitter memories to some of them. Washington's family had fled England precisely to avoid the civil wars there, while Alexander Hamilton once called political parties the most fatal disease of popular governments. James Madison, he worked with Hamilton to defend the new Constitution to the public in the Federalist Papers. He wrote that one of the functions of a well-constructed union should be his tendency to break and control the violence of the faction. Now, Thomas Jefferson, who was serving as a diplomatic post in France during the convention, he was believed it was a mistake not to provide for different political parties. He said men by their constitutions are naturally divided into two parties. In fact, Washington ran unopposed to win the first presidential election in the nation's history. Can you imagine running for president unopposed? I would imagine most people are like, I don't want that job. I don't even know what that job is. I don't know what it entails. Look at all the crap you're going to get stuck with. No, let Washington have it. Anyway, I think he'd been warned if he didn't have Jefferson in it, then Jefferson might oppose his government. Now, think about that. With Jefferson as Secretary of State, Hamilton as Treasurer Secretary, two competing visions for Americans developed into the nation's first two political parties. Supporters of Hamilton's vision of a strong central government. We don't learn this stuff in school. Not anymore. Many of whom were northern businessmen, bankers, and merchants learned, well, they leaned towards England when it came to foreign affairs. They'd become known as the Federalists. Jefferson, on the other hand, favored limited federal government, keeping power in the state and local hands. Right? His supporters tended to be small farmers, artisans, and southern planters who traded with with the French. So, you know, again, the workers and the bankers. This is nothing new here. This has been going on for hundreds of years. Though he sided with Hamilton, Madison strongly opposed Hamilton's ambitious finance programs, which he saw as concentrating too much power in the hands of the federal government. 1791, Madison and Jefferson, they finally joined forces. See, they found common ground to become the Democratic Republican Party, the forerunner of today's Democratic Party. It came about largely in response to Hamilton's programs, including the federal government assumption of states. Right, they were going to have them assume states' debts and the establishment of a national banking system. By the mid-1790s, Jefferson and Hamilton both, they quit Washington's cabinet. The Democrat Republicans and the Federalists spent much of the first president's second term attacking each other already in competing newspapers over their opinions in the administration's policies. You don't need a party to attack each other. You don't need a party to put your thoughts out there. When Washington did not run again in 1796, in his farewell address, think about this, Washington back then, he said, "The divisive influence of factions on the workings of democracy, the common and continual mischiefs of the spirit of the party, are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of wise people to discourage and restrain it." In other words, we shouldn't have parties. he had stayed on for a second term only to keep these two parties from warring with each other. It's according to a historian. He was afraid of what he called a disunion, that if the parties flourished and they kept fighting each other, the union would break up. Man, it might have been what the King of England was hoping for, too. No, really. Would that be interesting to find out? So, if our founding fathers knew that the parties was a problem, really, come on, think about it, then why don't we think they're a problem? Although, some of us do. After a highly contentious election in 1796, John Adams narrowly defeated Jefferson. The new president moved to squash opposition by making it a federal crime to criticize the president or his administration's policies. Again, constitutionally wrong. Now, Jefferson struck back after toppling that unpopular Adams 4 years later when Democrat-Republicans won control of both Congress and the presidency. He fired half of the federal employees. There you go. That's the way to do it. Jefferson fired half the employees. Right? He fired the top half, actually. He kept only the clerks, the customs agents. He destroyed the Federalist Party, making it impossible to rebuild. The Federalists would never win another presidential election. After the War of 1812, they were gone for good. All right? Now, the party did revive itself at one point with Andrew Jackson. Now, he was a Democrat. So when you go through this and you keep looking at how the parties played a role in a lot of this, right? The war, well, the Civil War, solidly in place. I mean, the parties were solidly in place by 1860. You think about the Civil War and what that was about. Who was fighting it? Who was pushing back? Who didn't want it? Right? Come on. I know some of you are afraid to say anything bad against your party. I don't know why. You should be more upset about things said about your country, don't you think? Anyway. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part, as I always say, be part of the solution. And by the way, if you just tuned in, all that had to do with Pelosi. She decided to extend proxy voting, where they don't even have to be there to vote anymore. So she extended off the proxy voting because she's afraid that people might get sick. I'm going, you got these guys, Caesar Rodney, that was on horseback for 18 hours, branches whipping him in the face, had cancer in the face because he knew how important it was for him to be there in person to cast his vote. Joe Biden challenged Democrat voters on Friday by saying, if they elect at least two more senators in November elections, it would open the possibility of Democrats removing the filibuster, restoring federal abortion rights for women. Right? Wants to do away with the filibuster. Funny how, when it doesn't fit them, they want it gone. At a Democrat National Committee rally, Biden suggested that two extra Democrats would allow the Democrat-controlled Senate to remove a legislative roadblock known as a filibuster. Requires a 60-vote majority to overcome. Right? And I love this. It's kind of like, we can't get our way, so let's change the rules. Now, they did this once before. And because of the way they did this is how Trump got to fill the seats, the federal seats, with judges. Because they were told, don't break the rule. Don't break the 60-vote rule. And they said, too bad, they're going to do it. As much as I don't agree with McConnell, he told them, we're going to have control someday. You really want to do this? They wouldn't listen. Joe Mazzino, your host. God bless. Thanks for putting up with my ranting and raving. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Be safe this weekend. I want you back here with me next week. I'm Joe Mazzino, your host. You've been listening to the Joe Mazzino Show.